Hello.
Hi.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Christine.
And it's been a while. Welcome to Podcast.
Long time. Yeah, welcome to Podcast, Illyrio. Yeah.
Welcome, Christine. And since we last spoke to you all...
Or since you and I last spoke?
We've been talking. We don't just say, wait for the show all day. And then weeks go by without us talking.
Well, that happens sometimes. No, I'm just joking.
So at the... Last time we spoke to you, there wasn't a crazy homicidal maniac from Montreal.
Yeah. Sending
body parts to two political offices and now two grade schools.
Oh my gosh.
Caught in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to the guys on my hockey team last night, how in today's age of global media.
Yes.
Don't you find it's remarkable that they caught this guy like a week after they found out about the crime? It's just insane.
It's amazing.
Some children crying in the background.
Yeah, someone's having nightmares.
He's having nightmares, huh?
Is that Nicholas?
Yeah. I wonder what's going on with him.
I don't know.
We might have to pause podcast.
I think we might have to pause podcast for a second. Can you pause podcast for a second? Yeah,
we'll pause and we'll come back.
Yeah, hold on. Hold that thought, people.
We're back.
I'm back.
And so the Canadian psycho, as they were calling
him. Psycho.
In today's age of global media, it's just remarkable how they caught this guy.
It is a week. It's amazing.
Although some would say that he wanted to be caught. He was such a narcissist that he was still posting YouTube videos to his channel.
I don't think you necessarily want to get caught. I think you just can't help yourself but to go and check. Like, he was apparently, looking at pictures of himself and reading his...
At the internet cafe where he was caught.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But I don't think he necessarily wanted to be caught. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't want to be caught. He just couldn't help himself. It's not that he wanted to be caught. He didn't want to be caught. Because if he wanted to get caught, he would have sat in his Montreal apartment and waited for the police to show up.
Well, it depends. He wants to get caught in some kind of grandiose Hollywood way.
Right? Well, yeah.
Because he wants to make this the biggest thing since the Paul Bernardo Carla Homolka.
The Dahmer, yeah.
This is the guy that started a rumor that he was dating Carla Homolka.
Oh, he started the rumor?
Apparently, he was the one who started the rumor.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know Carla Homolka, just Google Homolka. H-O... Why is the TV playing stuff? Help.
Yeah, I'm doing...
Why in the world... We're trying to run a professional show.
Yeah, seriously.
And the TV unpaused itself. And you can't do anything about it because you're doing your nails?
I know, it's a real girly thing to do.
Well... Speaking of girly things, why does Isabel have a top that says Barbie?
It was a gift.
Oh, it was a gift.
It was a gift.
Okay.
And the little girl who gave it to her likes her a lot.
Okay, so she was given to it by a fellow child.
Yes.
Then I kind of not disapprove.
Well, you can't really disapprove.
I know.
Until we decide to get rid of it, in which case we will.
Understood.
It'll just slip out of sight. Kind of like Magnata tried to.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that freakazoid. And since last time we spoke, the student protests here weren't as ramped up. Well, they seem to be kind of winding down a little bit. I hear fewer and fewer people.
I didn't hear any Kesshog tonight, did you?
I didn't either, but we were busy trying to deal with children. Yeah, for about 40 nights now, we've had people going out with their pots and pans at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Protesting some very draconian laws happening. Yes. It's either you recognize that the commoditization of higher education is a problem, or you think that upping the prices is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. Especially considering that we have ridiculous amounts of natural resources that are being exploited by private companies.
Yep.
They're not nationalized, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Go Norway. we're actually giving them subsidies.
Yep.
You know.
To keep them.
And the provincial Canada government gives
giving us jobs. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah,
lovely.
They've got us by the you know what's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Definitely do. Yeah. So what's new with you professionally? What's going on?
Is it a slow period yet?
It is June.
A little slow. Yeah, but you know, the whole year's been kind of slow.
Really?
Yeah, I've been kind of complaining about slow year in general. Oh. But on the other hand, I've done some interesting stuff.
Cool.
Really interesting stuff, so can't complain.
I won the first ever Potential Cast trivia episode.
And then that. I listened to Potential Cast afterwards and couldn't get a single answer. Go, Gabby and Kim.
No, Gabby and Kim were demolished by me. That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't get a single answer.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, boat news. Boat news. Got the electrical system mast figured
up.
Out.
And mast yeah. is up.
Mast is up. We're in the water. The mast is up.
Yeah, in the and water. Got... Mast is up. Motors on the
Can
boat.
Can we get about how this news relates to me? To my personal accomplishment.
Oh, right. Sorry, folks. Yeah. I took the limelight away from Magnata over here.
Oh, please retract that right now. Renege on that statement, please. Don't compare me to some crazy killer.
I'm just kidding. I'm just talking about the landmine. You kidding. Probably want to get arrested, too. I'm just too, kidding. Don't you?
It's like, hey, remember the Holocaust? Hi-oh! You can't just say things that are offensive and then go, hi-oh, or I'm just kidding.
I wasn't talking about the Holocaust.
Was I?
But Never we digress. Mind.
Yeah, so awesome stuff is going on. I got the electrical stuff figured out.
Yeah, it's
I just
awesome.
Have to wire the electrical lights on the stuff boats, people. That I figured out. I have to wire the stuff I figured out to the switches, which means I need a metal coat hanger and a drill.
Yes.
To feed some wires through. Replace the incandescent light bulbs on the front lights with LED replacements.
Yeah.
Went very smoothly. They're super bright. You can actually see them in the daytime, so at nighttime they're going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The rear light, the stern light, doesn't need replacing. It works fine.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited that we're actually going to be able to stay past sundown.
I know, isn't that awesome?
And I took a look at the navigation app we have on the iPad to see if I could figure out a route for us to take the boat and sail it from where we have it in Point Claire, which is in the western part of Montreal, see if we could sail it over to near the old port to check out the fireworks.
Yeah.
So that would be neat.
Because we were, last year we were out a little bit, but we were always really concerned about getting back.
We're out almost every week for about 2 months, but we always have to get back in.
And it was always this like stressful scramble to get back before dusk, because now there is the issue of like trying to get into our spot at night, which is a bit of an issue, too.
Yeah, but we're going to get a light.
Yeah, I was going to say we could get a big giant flashlight.
We're going to get a big giant, like, searchlight type thing that we could clip onto the boat.
Yeah.
Not a permanent clip, but just like a clip.
Just one that helps us,
and,
guides us in at night.
Next purchase I'm making is I'm buying a new toilet for the boat.
Yeah.
Because...
Although, you know what somebody said to me?
What'd they say?
Pierre, my colleague Pierre said, he said, oh, you want to get a loo on the boat? That stinks.
Well,
which
here's
the
situation.
A point.
If we're ever going to do an overnighter, I'm not pooping over the side of the boat.
No,
I'd fall in. I would fall into the water.
Yeah, you probably would, but you're not allowed to do that anymore anyway.
Yeah,
environmental regulations prohibit you from.
Well, they
the...
make exceptions for my poop. It's clearly based on the Potential Cast trivia episode. It's made of gold. yes.
Well then, hell, don't poop over
don't
the side.
Poop over the side. Let's send it to those We Buy Gold places. Someone should do that. Don't send body parts in the mail. Poop in a bag and send it to the
We Buy Gold
places. Yeah. There you go. That's what I think about your scam.
Here's my gold.
Yeah, so, things are good. I've been getting some positive feedback at work.
I always take
positive feedback really poorly.
Why?
It's like
I don't know how
to react. I get really embarrassed.
You get red in the face?
Red in the face and embarrassed.
And change the topic really
fast? The client today was like, I was standing outside, and as people were leaving, one person came up to me and said, you know, whatever she said, some positive things. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. And so it's like, ooh.
What did you say? That's it?
Yeah, I said, oh, thank you. It's really appreciated. And it's like, I don't know how to react.
What else do you
say? I don't know. What are you supposed to say when someone says?
I say, thank you very much. I really appreciate the feedback. It's pretty rare that we get feedback.
That's almost exactly what I said. I didn't sound as confident, and I didn't say that last part.
See, I've just been saying it for
decades.
Snapping the, what do you call them? Suspenders. Snapping the suspenders.
Ask me what they call them. You translate for a living.
Thank you very much for the comments.
The nail polish
I really appreciate the feedback.
Self-translate.
Self-censor, you mean?
No, self-translate. You're pretty good at self-censoring. I always had more of a problem with that. On negative parenting news.
Yeah. What's your some kid in bad Nicholas, parenting decision?
Check. Not a bad parenting decision, but some kid in Nicholas's class is teaching other kids swear words. I had to explain to my son
happy with that.
What the word shit was.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of swear words, anyway, which if we're going to keep this, like...
Moderately clean,
we got to not say...
Like, I had to explain to my son that, yes, the middle finger is a bad thing.
But I have a list of those swear words in the kitchen on a piece of paper.
Our reactionary parenting is, although we did think about this, is that said
child... And we consulted a couple other people.
Said child is not coming to Nicholas's birthday party.
Yeah.
So there. Yeah. We had another one of his classmates over on Saturday night, and our kids all stayed up till 12:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, both children were up until 12:30 in the morning. It was a wild night.
It was a crazy night. Everybody had a great time, though.
Yes, everybody did have a great time, but it was wild. It was a wild night. Adults and children...
Alike. Yeah.
Had a fabulous, wild time.
I'd agree.
So, yeah, and it was fun.
Cool. Well, I'm all out.
Stuff I've just done my nails in purple.
Lovely.
It is lovely. I am going to make Illyria pass out with the fumes, though. Then I can watch whatever I want.
You can watch whatever you want now anyway.
Then I can say whatever I want.
You can say whatever you want anyway.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the rapid version of our last few months.
Yeah, well, you know my goal about trying to get the podcast not very long.
Well, I definitely know your goal.
Is it the goal I mentioned? Or is there another goal that you're alluding to?
No, it's been fabulous. I can't wait to go out into the boat more soon.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And we have to find that sandbar.
Yeah, the sandbar where we can just hang out.
Yeah.
Water up to our ankles or knees, depending on the water levels. Very cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good summer for sailing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
The water levels are actually low this year.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of snow.
So maybe the water levels will be low around the sandbar.
Yeah.
Which means maybe the kids will be able to
see it. We'll actually be able to see it this year.
Yeah, maybe we might run into it.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't want that.
Well, no, but it is just sand.
And still, we could get stuck.
Yes, we could get stuck.
I'm not interested in getting stuck. at all. All right.
Yeah. So that's that.
Yeah, you can send us feedback, podcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/podcast. You can go to podcast.com and check out the website, the lovely little WordPress site. And, until next time, we're saying...
Tune in and rock on!